Hello everybody, Jenna Hart, no make wrong, one day at a time, Nikki with you. I've been having conversations about no make wrong. We have a tendency of making ourselves wrong, and here goes that plane flying by right when I'm talking to you. So in this second, I could be all pissy and upset, but I'm not. I'm going to use it as an opportunity. I just noticed it. There it is, and it's going to fly by. It used to be I would have gotten upset about it and pissy, but not today, so thank goodness for that. And that also could be you one day. As long as you practice for yourself, because you're the one sitting on a pot of gold. Okay, so let's get back to no make wrong. Yeah, no make wrong is just giving no meaning to any thoughts. Okay, and I know that sounds interesting. And how do you do it? And that's where we come in. Our conversation is given to you through language. Once you've heard what it is that there is to do, then you go out into the world, noticing, observing through your inner world, which is your essence, your authentic self, your inner world. And as you observe, you notice your reactiveness, and you notice you've grown and you've shifted and you're a little more comfortable, and you accept the fact that yes, this is working. You don't know how, you just know that it's working. You just know when you flip the switch, it works. That's love. Love just wants you to notice. That's flipping the switch. Stay observant. When you notice your mind is putting you in a state of make wrong, that would be a tense body. Ugh. Yuck. And get yourself back to the present moment. Use your breath. Let it use you. You've got this. Now go make an impact out in the world by being your authentic self. Enjoy.